Hare Krishna. Okay, here's a good question from an Abhishek Das. I'm confused about whether the guru is more important or Shastra. The guru repeats Shastra, but for a disciple, the guru's words sometimes carries more important than the words of Shastra. What's the definition of Shastra? Is it only Shruti and Smriti, or the Goswami's works also Shastra? Prabhupada's word of the guru. I have a problem in the question beginning with which is more important. Now, there's no scriptural statement that says that one is more important than the other. Usually we hear things like Yasya Devi Parabhakti, Tata Devi Tata Guru. Is that they're meant to be taken equally? Both the statements of Shastra and that of the spiritual master. The template is scripture. Scripture is the beginning, is the standard, and everybody is meant to follow Shastra, and the guru is someone who repeats and explains Shastra. But now, here comes issue that a disciple doesn't always understand Shastra. Therefore, he needs explanation. Well, what does this mean? So we're constantly getting questions about Shastra. Here's one statement in Bhagavatam, in Bhagavad Gita, in here and there. And what does it actually mean? Or it appears to contradict what another statement is somewhere else. So the role of spiritual master is to, therefore, explain and show how to put into practice. Sometimes our understanding is confused about what Shastra is, and sometimes we also have a misunderstanding. We understand one thing, but actually the Shastra means something else. So in that case, our understanding of scripture is not as important as the spiritual master's understanding of scripture. And therefore, the question wasn't about who's more important, guru or Shastra. The question is about who's more important, us or the guru. So this is in terms of explaining Shastra. Then another aspect, the other aspect is that how is the guru, how advanced is the guru? I discussed this the other day. How advanced is the guru himself? And is he able to actually resolve the questions that disciples have? Does he fully understand the import of Shastra? If he's a Kanishtha Adhikari, then the answer is no. If he's a Madhyama Adhikari, it's maybe, but his understanding may be limited and he may make mistakes. It's only if he's an Uttama Adhikari, beyond the level of mistakes, is there absolute assurity. Of course, Srila Prabhupada's standard was, well, but as long as you perfectly follow, then it's all right. And it is, because if you perfectly follow the perfect person, then it's fine. But when it's a matter of explanation, when something can't be properly explained or elucidated upon, then just perfectly following sometimes appears to be deficient when there's some further clarification that's required. So, and that takes place. We see great scholars like Jiva Goswami, who themselves state that they may have made some mistakes in their extraordinary writings. They say, well, if I made some particular mistake here, I request the devotees to forgive me and please correct my mistakes, Jiva Goswami, Vishwanath, and so on. So a guru isn't above saying, well, I'm sorry, I don't really know that or understand that. I'll try and study up on it or look or inquire from someone else. And if someone then is fully realized, then he'll be able to give the proper answer or the appropriate answer. And so here, it's not that the guru's word carries more importance than the shastra, but rather the guru's explanation of shastra has to be given more prominence than a disciple's lack of understanding or misunderstanding of shastra. Of course, we've had discussions before on another aspect of this topic, which is that devotees sometimes say, well, Srila Prabhupada says something and shastra says something else, and therefore we should follow shastra because shastra is the authority. But it's not shastra that the devotee proposes to be the authority, but rather his understanding of shastra. And it's your understanding of shastra as opposed to Srila Prabhupada's understanding of shastra, and obviously the two don't equate. Srila Prabhupada, we have faith that yes, when Prabhupada says something, then that is as good as scripture. Why? Because we have faith that Srila Prabhupada is above making mistakes. So what's the definition of shastra? Yes, shruti and smriti, and that which is in pursuance by perfected souls like Goswamis, yes, and Srila Prabhupada, that's shastra. And the word of guru is shastra when it perfectly reflects scripture, and then it's considered to be scripture. Or if we go by the example of what I said of Jiva Goswami, then even though there may be some particular mistake, and then Tadvaga Vishargo Jana Tadva Viplava, even Bhagavatam states that if something is imperfectly composed, still it's accepted. If it's an honest endeavor in pursuance of shastra and devoid of mayavad and sense enjoyment, then yes. So this shouldn't make a dichotomy. We should rather see how everything is working in a cooperative spirit, in a cooperative way, and understand things like that. Hare Krishna.